What does this missile strike mean in short for the war in Syria? Is it, are we really looking at such a major event here, or is this something that will happen like as a one-time thing and then kind of pass?
Well, it certainly seems to represent a pretty rapid shift in President Trump and the Trump administration's thinking about Syria. That rhetorically throughout the campaign, he's emphasized an approach to Syria that worried less about Assad and focused more on ISIS. Seemed to continue this as he took office, to the point of Ambassador to the UN Haley, Secretary of State Tillerson, just last week saying removing Assad was no longer a high priority for the United States in Syria. And so then we have this test, Assad essentially testing the Trump administration to say, okay, when you say that this is no longer a priority, exactly how far are you willing to let me go? And then we saw a response from the Trump administration, first rhetorically in this press conference, where you see Trump really seemed to be personally and emotionally troubled by the images that he had seen from the chemical weapons attack, and then, of course, last night, taking action. I think the military strikes were a very deliberate calculation to try to send a message that the Trump administration does not want to see the further use of chemical weapons from Assad. But we're also very restrained in the sense of trying to eliminate any risk of escalation, using the deconfliction channels with the Russians to let them know well in advance that this was coming, to make sure that there were no Russian personnel at this airbase. This was designed, I think, to be a kind of one-off type strike. To deter Assad from using chemical weapons in the future. But in the larger scheme of things, I don't think fundamentally changes the approach that the Trump administration is going to take in Syria. That said, we've seen quite a change in the last week, so who knows what will happen going forward.
Has the administration taken like a sharp turn in its foreign policy away from non-interventionism in Syria and trying to build a good relationship with Russia to a more centrist approach and a more interventionist approach?
Yeah, we've certainly seen quite a bit of tumult in these first 2 months, even just on the personnel side, the replacement of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor with H.R. McMaster, and a certain degree of shifts on the policies as well, whether it's Syria that we've just been talking about, or even China going from during the transition questioning the one China policy with regards to Taiwan to now committing to that. And having what seems to be at this point a pretty cordial meeting with President Xi of China at Mar-a-Lago. So I think it's difficult to say going forward. One pattern that we historically tend to see with new presidents is that as much as they claim in the campaign of that they're going to take a new approach to foreign policy when they take office, that once they are in office, they become constrained by the demands and pressures of the office, as well as events that occur in the international system. I think in the case of Obama, this meant a greater use of force than he had envisioned and talked about using when he was on the campaign trail, specifically with the use of drone strikes. With Trump, this takes the form of Syria, of an intervention that was clearly targeted against Assad, and in the case of China, perhaps a more moderated tone, and perhaps a more tense conflictual relationship with Russia than he had initially hoped for.
We're seeing growing voices for the removal of Assad. What does the fight against ISIS look like in Syria without Bashar al-Assad in control of Syria?
I would be surprised to see the administration turn so much to the point that they are pushing for a removal of Assad in Syria. I think there is, you know, on one hand, there's a compelling argument to be made that it is difficult to see a future peaceful political solution to Syria that allows Assad to stay in power. At the other hand, the U.S. seems committed to the idea that, especially the Trump administration seems committed to the idea that Assad needs to stay in Syria to maintain some semblance of stability and to help with this common enemy of ISIS. At the very least, trying to engage in nation building in Syria would create a vacuum of power, an opportunity for ISIS to expand, and at the very least, create a distraction, a new set of responsibilities for the U.S. to take on apart from fighting ISIS. And that is something that the Trump administration has specifically said that they do not want to do. I interpret the strikes last night to the degree that they were so limited in scale and scope as a very specific effort to do something to send a signal to Assad that very specifically the use of chemical weapons crosses a line that President Trump will not tolerate, but is not intended to signal a change in policy to the extent that the U.S. would be pushing for Assad to step down or to leave.
So after what happened last night, could we be witnessing the beginning of another elevation, this conflict now taking on a new color between the tension of tension between the U.S. and Russia?
It's certainly a risk, and certainly that risk colored the Obama administration's decisions to stay out of Syria to the degree that it did, and the Trump administration's decisions up until this point. Again, the limited nature of the strikes last night, the decision to forecast to the Russians that we'd be engaging in this action to ensure that they could get their personnel out of the way so that no Russians would be killed in the strike, I interpret as deliberate efforts by President Trump to reduce the likelihood that this escalates into some type of conflict with the Russians. Of course, there have been statements of protest from both the Assad regime as well as from the Russians today in response, but relatively they've been pretty muted. I think both sides have an interest in seeing this proceed in a way that resembles more or less the status quo of last week, with Assad fighting insurgents with primarily conventional weapons, and the U.S. more or less staying out of it and focusing its military efforts on the fight against ISIS.